turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome to Deep Dive. Today we're looking at quite a stack of research, actually. It details these strategic services really aimed at helping small, high-quality local businesses get seen online. I'm going to try and cut through the jargon, give you the blueprint for what's working right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. The core challenge, it seems, is something any entrepreneur in a tight-knit community knows well. How does a really great local service provider, maybe a boutique shop or a specialist contractor, say in a town like Valente, Texas, which is the example used here, how do they even get found? You know, when pretty much every customer starts looking on Google or their phone, you could be the best, but if no one sees you online.
Exactly. And that's our mission today, really, to distill the key things, the must-have components of a truly modern digital strategy. We want to pinpoint the specific actionable stuff being used right now to capture that local search traffic. And maybe most importantly, what does this material tell us about the kind of new emerging role of artificial intelligence in helping these businesses get found? Think of this deep dive as your shortcut, really, to understanding today's digital market. It's moving fast.
Okay, let's start with the why.
Mm-hmm.
Why is local visibility just non-negotiable now? We mentioned Valente is a small place, big opportunity apparently. These are businesses built on quality, reputation, local ties. But that local charm needs strategic digital help too. Why should they dive into complex SEO? Why isn't word of mouth enough anymore?
Well, it really boils down to localized intent and conversion, actually getting the customer. Investing in local SEO, delivers really specific, powerful benefits. It fundamentally lets these businesses show up for those near me searches. Just think about someone right now sitting in their car typing best plumber near me or something like that. The services described here seem to help businesses do like four things at once. One, rank higher in Google Maps and mobile results. That's where, 80% of local searches happen? Huge. Two, they drive organic traffic, not just from their town, but from nearby areas too. Super important. Three, they build trust instantly with good reviews and consistent local citations. We should talk about those. And four, ultimately, it's always about conversion, right? Getting more calls, more bookings, more people walking in the door.
Yeah, it sounds like getting that Google business profile spot on is like half the battle.
Yeah.
But what exactly are these local citations you mentioned? And why is consistency such a big deal there?
Right. So a citation is basically any place online where your business name, address, and phone number appear together. Your NAP name, address, phone number. Think Yelp, Facebook, local business directories, industry-specific sites. Ton of them. Now, if your address on Yelp says Suite 100 and your Google profile just says Suite 100, Google is a little confused. It doesn't seem like much, but it trusts accuracy and consistency above almost anything else. If you have, say, 50 accurate, identical citations, Google feels much more confident you are who you say you are and where you are. And that directly helps you rank higher for those really valuable local searches, like landscaping, Valente TX, or whatever the service is.
Okay, that makes sense. So citations and the Google profile are kind of the front door online. What about the technical stuff? The plumbing behind the walls that makes the website itself attractive to search engines?
Yeah, if citations are the sign out front, technical SEO is the building's foundation. It has to be solid. We need to break down those technical services that ensure the site is, well, healthy. Because like you said, search engines won't rank a broken or frustrating site. The strategy detailed here involves deep, ongoing site audits. It's not a one and done thing.
What specific technical things are we talking about? What are the ranking killers if they're ignored?
Well, there are three main ones that just kill performance. First, site speed. This is massive. If your site takes, say, 4 seconds to load on mobile, you've probably lost almost half your visitors before they even see your contact info. Google hates that, punishes slow sites. Second, mobile responsiveness. Obvious, maybe, but crucial. If the site looks wonky or is hard to use on a phone, you're basically invisible to most local searchers. Third is crawlability. Sounds technical, but it just means making sure search engines can easily find, read, and understand every important page on your site. No broken links, no confusing navigation.
Okay, and what about schema markup? You hear that term thrown around. Sounds like programmer stuff, but why should a small business owner care?
Oh, schema is vital. Absolutely vital. Now, think of it like adding digital ID tags or labels to all the key information on your website. Without schema, Google just sees text like Monday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. With schema, you're explicitly telling Google, this specific bit of text is our opening hours for Monday. It defines the data type. It helps Google know if a page is about a service, a product, a review, an event. It makes the search engine incredibly confident about what your business does, what it offers, and that confidence is a huge ranking signal, especially for local results.
Got it. So technical audit fixes the foundation. Local SEO handles the local visibility. But the sources also talk about website design services focusing on actually converting visitors. Because you can get all the traffic in the world, but if the site itself doesn't work well or looks dated, it's wasted effort, right?
Precisely. Yeah. The goal shifts there from just getting found to actually making money or getting leads. These sites need to be, yes, elegant and responsive, but also strategically designed for that specific local audience. It's not just looks, it's the structure. Guiding the visitor smoothly towards taking that next step, filling out a form, calling the number, making a booking. Conversion-focused design.
Okay, so we've got the foundation solid, the local signal strong, the website designed to convert. What's next? This is where the source material points to something newer.
Right.
A different kind of challenge. It mentions this term. LLM seeding, that sounds important. We definitely need to unpack that for our listeners.
Right. This is where things get really interesting and forward-looking. It's about moving beyond just today's Google result. LLM seeding, large language model seeding. Let's define it clearly, like the material does. It's the process of optimizing your website content so it's easily understood and critically accurately surfaced by large language models. We're talking about AI, like OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google Gemini, tools like that. And importantly, this is not the same as traditional SEO.
Hold on. If I'm already optimizing my content for keywords, you know, like best landscaping Valenti, isn't that good enough? Why does the AI need special treatment? Sounds potentially expensive and complicated, especially for small business.
That's the crux of it. That's the pivot. Traditional SEO, it focused heavily on keyword density and matching the exact words a user typed into the search bar. LLM seeding. It focuses on semantic comprehension. It's about making sure the AI truly understands the context, the authority, the nuances, the quality, the uniqueness of your business. Why? So it can answer a complex conversational question accurately. Think about it like this. A user might ask an AI chatbot, something like, hey, find me a landscaper near Valente who's great with native Texas plants, has awesome reviews, and maybe offers design services. That's not just keywords. That's a complex query rich with intent. The AI isn't just scanning for landscaper Valente. It needs to understand the relationship between native plants, specializes in, awesome reviews, and design services, all within a geographic context. LLM seeding structures your website's content and data, often using things like schema, plus really well-written content, to be immediately digestible and understandable by that AI's comprehension layer.
Wow. Okay, so we're shifting from optimizing for, like, a machine's checklist to optimizing for an AI's actual understanding. And this strategy ensures the business shows up not just in search results, but in these AI-powered answers and conversations. That's the edge they're talking about.
That's the competitive edge looking ahead. It's about future-proofing your visibility.
Okay, this sounds like a deep partnership. It requires a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
How does a business actually, you know, get started with someone offering this whole spectrum? From fixing schema to doing LLM seeding, they must have a clear process, right?
They do, yeah. And the material emphasizes transparency, which is key. It outlines a pretty logical five-step roadmap. It seems to prioritize understanding the client's specific needs first. It kicks off with a discovery call. Pretty standard, but crucial. This is where the agency or partner learns about the business's actual goals, what makes them unique, who their ideal customer really is. You know, you can't build a map without knowing the destination.
Makes sense. Once the goals are clear, they jump right into the diagnostics, the SEO audit.
Exactly. Step two is that deep dive audit. Analyzing the current site's performance, its technical health, all those speed, mobile, crawlability issues we discussed, plus current keyword rankings, competitor landscape. It's like a full medical checkup for the website's visibility. And that forensic analysis directly informs step three, strategy development. This isn't a one-size-fits-all plan. It's a custom SEO roadmap built specifically from the audit findings, the local market realities, and what competitors are doing. Highly personalized.
Right. And then comes the actual work.
Yeah.
Step four, implementation. Getting hands dirty.
Yep, that's the heavy lifting. Optimizing the Google business profile, fixing all those technical glitches found in the audit, creating that high quality, potentially LLM seeded content, ensuring schema is implemented correctly across the site. All that tactical work,
And finally, the step that makes it a real partnership, not just a project. Reporting and refinement. Step 5.
Exactly. You need that feedback loop. This means continuous tracking of key results. Are calls increasing? Are bookings up? Is traffic converting? And then, crucially, adjusting the strategy based on that data, or as the market shifts, or when Google inevitably changes its algorithm again, it has to be dynamic.
That's a really comprehensive technical roadmap. But the materials also show this provider acts as more than just an SEO shop. They seem to become a sort of full-service marketing partner, offering things beyond just the website and search rankings.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they provide to really support these local entrepreneurs?
Yeah, it looks like they aim to be the kind of outsourced digital and physical marketing arm for these businesses. They handle the necessary back-end stuff like web hosting, domain management, the technical logistics. But they also cover the creative and branding side too, offering foundational things like professional branding, logo design, which is huge for a small business starting out or rebranding.
So they're making sure the local toffee shop not only has a fast, optimized website that shows up in searches, but also a professional logo and brand identity that works everywhere.
Absolutely. And that extends to graphic design support for both print and digital needs. They mention helping design actual marketing collateral that a local business needs, you know, menus, flyers, in-store signage, even business cards, the tangible stuff. And sticking with that cutting edge theme, they specifically list AI consulting and helping with generative content strategy. So helping the business understand and maybe even use AI tools effectively themselves, both for internal efficiency and external marketing content. It's quite holistic.
Okay, so pulling this all together, what does this mean for you, the listener?
Yeah.
We've definitely seen a clear strategic blueprint emerge here. It manages to combine that really intense, old school, hyper-local focus, getting the Google profile right, nailing those local citations with really cutting-edge technical strategy. We're talking site speed, mobile first, conversion design, and this genuinely new concept of LLM seeding.
Yeah, the core value proposition highlighted in these sources is pretty clear. It's about delivering proven results, specifically in competitive local markets. It hinges on having that specialized expertise, especially in the AI-enhanced SEO and LLM seeding areas, which is probably rare right now. And underpinning it all is that transparent reporting, that five-step process we walk through, making sure the small-town business can leverage next-gen search tech effectively. But here's the final thought, the provocative question maybe, for you to consider from all this. This deep dive really shows a definitive and I think critical shift happening in content creation. It's already underway. Your strategy, if you rely on being found online, probably needs to target both Google's established algorithm for keywords and these emerging large language models that power conversational AI search. So the question becomes, if your business depends on organic traffic, how quickly do you need to evolve beyond just keyword density? How fast do you need to start restructuring your content for genuine AI comprehension? That's a pretty important question, I think, for any business owner wanting to thrive in the next few years of SERP.
Yeah, the future of finding local businesses looks increasingly conversational. And if you're not prepared to speak the language of AI, well, you might risk getting left out of that conversation entirely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the intersection of local expertise and this new world of generative content strategy. Definitely go explore that AI-driven future.
Austin CodeMonkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Working all night, SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.